Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
I talk for a living. You all know that. I seriously can't believe it. I could drop my favorite line on you from the category of you can't make this stuff up because you really can't. The NFL is by far the best reality show on TV in that it keeps you guessing. You never know exactly what's going to happen. People ask me all the time to make predictions, or then they ask me why I don't make predictions. Well, this is why, especially when it comes to the NFL. It never goes according to plan, as in ever. But this is next level. This is unreal. I'm still so incredulous that Aaron Rodgers did not last one series in a Jets uniform. At least, not tonight. You've got to be kidding me. 6 months of talking about Aaron Rodgers from the time he got out of his darkness retreat and told us that he wanted to go play for the Jets through the weeks of waiting until the deal was finally done, until the trade was consummated with the Green Bay Packers, all the speculation about what it would take, even the backpedaling and the panicking by Jets fans when it wasn't done right away, to him finally landing in New York with a gigantic smile on his face as the city courts him, rolls out the red carpet, welcomes him to the biggest events on Broadway, at MetLife, at the other stadiums, to training camp, a preseason in which he actually played, to Robert Saleh and every other Jet crowing about Aaron. He may not walk on water, but boy, he glows in the dark. To all of the buildup and the anticipation for this first game of the year, all the conversation about the AFC East being the toughest division in football, all of the waiting until Monday night to cap week one. Do you know the Jets have 10 plus games on national TV this year? No joke. All of that. The NFL was going to hold this up as the story of the year. And we were bought in hook, line, sinker. Aaron Rodgers, just shy of 40 years old, who said that the lone Super Bowl trophy in the Jets facility looks so lonely. To the moment in which he ran out on the field with the American flag on Monday evening. The roars of the crowd. I'm not sure if we have that moment where he ran out onto the field. Well, ran. He walks. He saunters. He doesn't run. He sauntered out onto the field with the Jets offense for the first time. Did you guys see or hear the way the crowd reacted? To 4 snaps later. Talk about running into a brick wall. The crowd went from Mach 7 to stunned disbelief. And here I am, hours later, I feel the same way. How quickly it can go from this yeah, can't get over it. That place was lit. It almost seemed like a coronation in week number one. And moments later, it happened.
On first and 10 at the Jets 43. Back to pass, has time, pressure coming. Here comes Leonard Floyd for the sack. He didn't let Rodgers get away that time. As the new addition to the Bills' pass rush, paying early dividends.
And Rodgers gets up with a little bit of a limp, kind of favoring that left leg, it looked like. And the Bills now on 3 dropbacks by Rodgers, have hit him 3 times, and now Rodgers going to go to the ground. He's now laying on his back on the field. Now he sits up on his butt, and he is injured here.
6 months of hype, and it lasted 4 snaps and a single pass attempt. NFL Network will replay it in case you want to watch it again. I suppose there is hope that it isn't a season-ending injury. I suppose there's that. Except we've already heard not just the multiple NFL insiders who are reporting what the team fears, but Robert Saleh also speaking to the media immediately when he took the microphone.
Concerned with his Achilles. MRI is probably going to confirm what we think is already going to happen. So prayers tonight, but it's not good.
Man. I can't get over it. It's just, did we spend the last 6 months in a twilight zone, or are we in the twilight zone now? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. If you haven't seen it, it's out there. It's pretty evident that Aaron knew it was something serious by the way that he reacted. Leonard Floyd got around and behind him for the sack. And as Aaron was going to the ground, he planted his left foot, his ankle twisted as he was falling forward. So it's kind of twisted out to the left, but the heel is down on the ground. I mean, that's quite the yoga move. Have you ever done a downward facing dog, or have you seen a downward facing dog? You try to keep your heels on the ground and you can feel the pressure on your heels. Your Achilles, your hammies, you got to be careful. So as he's falling forward, his left hand is on the ground and Floyd is on his back and he's applying pressure. Now, this wasn't an illegal sack. It wasn't a dirty play. It wasn't unnecessary roughness, nothing like that. It was a clean sack. Leonard Floyd was doing his job. And Aaron initially stood up. And you could tell by his face something wasn't right. He could see that something wasn't right. And then he sat down kind of gently. He didn't appear to grab the Achilles. In fact, I wasn't even sure what part of his body it was at first. I wouldn't have thought Achilles. I would have thought ankle, like a high ankle sprain initially. And so he is helped off the field. He goes into the blue tent on the sidelines. And if you're watching the game, you know within a couple minutes after they checked him out, they had to bring the cart to get him on the sidelines so they could take him to the entrance to the tunnel. They fit him with a boot. And then you later see him on a different cart. I think it was a different cart that took him to the locker room. By the time the game was over, he had already left the facility, had already left the stadium. And the games must go on. The show without Aaron Rodgers must go on because that is sports and that is certainly the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night on CBS Sports Radio. Week one is now in the books, but boy, does it feel a whole lot different. Love or hate Aaron Rodgers, or maybe you're tepid toward him. Maybe you couldn't care. You could take it or leave it. But the NFL's better with him. It really is. He's a great quarterback. And the story of him going to the Jets is so fascinating because of all the time he spent in Green Bay, because it was the only place he'd ever known as a quarterback, and because he was happy. He was really happy in New York. And we don't even get to see one completed pass. But as much as it blows my mind that this is how the journey takes a drastic turn. I mean, you want to talk about a switchback. This is a switchback on the side of a mountain. You got to feel for Aaron. You really do. Because at nearly 40 years old, this is one hell of an injury to recover from if, in fact, it is a torn or partially torn Achilles. Did you guys see how Kevin Durant tweeted? You remember going back to the 2019, right? 2019 NBA Finals when he was still with the Golden State Warriors. And he had come back from another injury only to then turn around. And I can remember the play like it was yesterday. He's in the right corner, makes a catch, maybe even takes a shot. But yeah, pops the Achilles and was out for what, a year and a half? He tweeted, I think even before the game was done, "I'm so sick right now. Get well soon, 8. I don't know if he could see it. Maybe he recognized it by the way that Aaron reacted or by the way that he planted his foot. But yeah, that was the serious injury that Kevin Durant had to recover from when he first joined the Brooklyn Nets. And still there was a game to play. That's the crazy part. MetLife was deflated. And still there was a game to play. I am impressed with how the Jets responded. I am impressed, as hard as that was, that they rallied behind Zach Wilson. I actually heard an interview with Garrett Wilson, the second-year wide receiver. Remember, who'd been seen all over the place with Aaron Rodgers. They'd gone to a couple games together. So they had been hanging out away from the facility. Which is kind of funny, right? Aaron's almost 40 and Garrett's what, 23? Maybe that. Anyway, I have friends who are in their 20s. The girlfriend that I hiked the Grand Canyon with is in her late 20s. Anyway, Garrett Wilson said in an interview on Westwood One with Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner, our friend Kurt Warner, that when Zach Wilson got into the huddle, he actually said a few words to bring them back and to help them focus, that it was Zach who kind of got them moving forward again. I'm sure they were shell-shocked. But afterwards, once the game is in the books and the overtime ends with such a stunning finish, Garrett did talk about Aaron and the injury.
And that's tough. I mean, you hate to see it. I know how much he put into this offseason, put into this exact moment, and being able to perform at this moment, and he was so ready. And to see someone, you know, go down like that and being a competitor, you hate to see it, man. And my prayers are with him. And you know, it's honestly hard for me to speak on because I love that man, and I hate to see that.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough whether you're a teammate or not. If you're a football fan or just a human who just, again, as I think back over the last 6 months, it's unbelievable. Absolutely from the category of you can't make this up. You just can't make this stuff up. Love to hear from you. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'll have a photo to share on Facebook. But if you want to see what Lower Manhattan looked like on this Monday evening, September 11th, the purple beams of light were still reaching skyward above the Freedom Tower, as far as the eye can see. When it's a clear sky, they disappear into the horizon. It's pretty incredible. Or into the atmosphere, excuse me. They are lit up every September 11th. And they have them illuminated for more than 24 hours in honor of those we lost. And as I was driving south along the Hudson River, because I come up on the northern end of the island, to come down to our CBS Sports Radio headquarters in Lower Manhattan. We are roughly 10 blocks north of Ground Zero. The purple beams of light were beautiful and mesmerizing. Producer Jay and I both agreed we were driving and just staring at them. We only see them once a year. And if I remember correctly, last year, it was cloudy and we couldn't see them, or you couldn't see them going up into the atmosphere. So it wasn't a good photo. I had taken photos before. I'm sure this makes me weird, but I was on a side street in New York, and the photo's up on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I was on a side street and there was no traffic behind me. And so I stopped Princess Leia, and I get out of the car because I didn't want to take the photo through my windshield because the lights from around me were reflecting, and I was able to get a very clear and vivid shot of the purple beams of light. So that photo is on Twitter, and producer Jay is going to put it up on Facebook. If you've never seen the lights, they're captivating and they're beautiful. And of course it's bittersweet, and there are pangs still over what happened now 22 years ago. But I look for those lights every year. And the Freedom Tower, too. They stretch over top of the Freedom Tower. Coming up a little bit later, we're not exactly sure how long we are waiting on Sal Capaccio, our friend from the Bills Radio Network. He will join us. He was traveling back to Western New York on the team plane. And so once he lands and is away from the airport and presumably in his vehicle, or maybe when he gets home, he will join us to go through all the twists and turns from Monday Night Football. And you will hear all the big moments, the jaw droppers, if you will, coming up. Josh Allen. We've seen and heard this version of Josh Allen before. Man, he is not only angry at himself, but so frustrated. Good to have you with us. What a night. I seriously can't get over it. It's After Hours with Amy.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.
Me Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Here's the snap. Allen looking left, now right. Pocket collapsing, rolling right, rolling to the sideline. Falls into the end zone, throws it to Diggs for a touchdown. Allen falling out of bounds, finds Diggs at the last possible second for a 5-yard touchdown reception.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Initially, the Buffalo Bills were able to take a lead, and while it was relatively disjointed, I'm not surprised, given what we saw from many of the top offenses in the NFL, even in week number one. Think about the Kansas City Chiefs and how they struggled to score just 20 points on their own field on Thursday night and did not have a touchdown in the second half. How about the Cincinnati Bengals, who were completely stymied by the Cleveland Browns and did not score a touchdown at all? That game happening in the rain in Cleveland, but still. Some of the other offenses that maybe you expected a little more from, it was one step forward, two steps back. But the Bills certainly have a potent offense. They've got a lot of weapons, a lot of ways that they can hurt you as opponents. And just like many other teams, they were out of sync and were plagued by sacks and turnovers. That, to me, is the biggest takeaway from week number one, other than some of the significant injuries, is sacks, turnovers, everywhere. I'm going to go back and add them up from each of these games to get a total for week number one. Sacks and turnovers. But the Bills are able to take a 10-point lead into the halftime locker room with a pair of scores in the final 5 minutes of the second quarter. And so they're up 13-3. Can you imagine what the Jets locker room was like? I don't know if Aaron was still in there. But man, and I would think probably not, only because the team would need to try to focus on the game, as cruel as it sounds. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Wilson had an interception late in the half that led to the Bills' field goal just before the break. And so they're up 13-3. And when the Jets come out, the defense, at the very least, the defense is in prime time shape. The defense is in midseason form, if you will. And we saw that a bunch from defenses like, say, the Niners this weekend. The Browns, for sure, as we just talked about with the Bengals. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys picking up right where they left off as a dynamic defense. Well, we knew the Jets' defense was dominant, could be dominant, and has had the Bills' number for quite a while. Weirdly enough, did you know Josh Allen has more interceptions against the Jets than any other team in the NFL in his career? And that continued. It continued in stunning fashion in the second half against the Jets.
He's at his own 43. He's got a 3rd and 2. Looks at a 4-man front. There's the snap. Here they come. There he goes. Line drive far side. Picked off on the far sideline by Jordan Whitehead. Number 3. He's picked off the Buffalo quarterback at the 43 of the Jets on the far sideline with a lunging pick. Wow! What a night! One for the ages for Jordan Whitehead, who is a Tampa Bay free agent a year ago, to this Jets secondary.
It felt good, but I just been working all offseason. My teammates been pushing me, so it's no surprise.
Jordan Whitehead with 3 picks off Josh Allen. And yeah, again, disjointed, out of sync, really bad decisions by Josh. Not all completely on the quarterback, of course. He was under siege a bunch. I even heard one analyst describe him as skittish late in the game because the pressure kept coming from all over the place. And so he was forcing it, maybe getting rid of it before he was ready, under duress when he was throwing the football. But regardless, 4 turnovers is 4 turnovers. Oh, wait, did I mention? There were 3 interceptions and a fumble.
2 tight ends are on the right side. Cook to the right of Allen in the shotgun. Crowd is getting rowdy. Snap is fumbled by Allen, who lunges forward and fumbles the football. It's loose, and the Jets say they have it. And they do! Josh Allen ran into his own offensive lineman on a bobbled snap and lost the ball.
That's the call on the Bills radio network. So the interception took place early in the fourth quarter. The Jets used that for a touchdown, and we'll get to that coming up. Unbelievable catch by Garrett Wilson in the left corner of the end zone. And then the very next time Josh Allen touches the ball, he fumbles again. And so it was 2 snaps around a Jets touchdown, 2 snaps, 2 turnovers, and a touchdown in the middle. And then the Jets are able to take a lead because of the fumble. And so if you're keeping score at home and you're looking at the Jets' final tally of 22 points, 13 of them came off turnovers. You don't need to be able to read a box score, to run a route or diagram a route tree to know that 13 points off turnovers is the difference in this game. Michael Clemens forces the fumble, and then it's recovered by Quinn and Williams. Now, there was still time, and we know what the Bills are capable of doing. They can move the ball, so they get into field goal position, and just continuing the crazy dramatic theme in this game. Tyler Bass, he hits a 50-yarder, but it bangs off of the upright and goes through. Just, it's like pinball. Remember you were playing pinball when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the right angles. You have to play the angles off the bumpers mm-hmm. to get the ball to go a specific direction. It's like that. Let's say it's 1 inch forward or 1 inch closer to the kicker. When it bangs off the upright, it probably doesn't go through.
No, it probably comes back.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention, it's not even a round ball. It's an oblong shape, but it just bounces all kind of crazy ways, and yet it ends up going through the uprights for the field goal to tie it. Now, I know the tendency would be to focus on the walk-off, but the Bills had a chance. They had the ball first, and they went three and out. And so when they could do nothing with their offensive possession, they had to punt.
And getting away a line drive kick is Sam Martin. Gibson runs under it at the Jet 35. Starts to his left, gets to the 40, turns the corner at the 45-50. Blockers in front at the 40, at the Bills 30, inside the 20. Stutter steps to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! It's a Jet touchdown! This game is over!
What a way to end Monday Night Football. Gibson's going to take this one back 63 yards for the touchdown.
Incredible. That's the call from the Jets radio network with Bob Wischusen as the play-by-play announcer. Do you know that hasn't happened in the NFL since 2011? It's a rare occurrence. Does not happen very often. A punt return for a touchdown in overtime. Crazy. And if you watched Hard Knocks, you may remember the name Xavier Gibson. If you hadn't heard or didn't see it, there was a really cool moment in Hard Knocks that we'll bring back for you so that you can hear it for yourself. He's an undrafted rookie wide receiver out of SMU. Xavier Gibson. Get to know that name. Pretty incredible. So we'll hear from him. But man, the confluence of emotions, the depths of despair to the highest of mountaintops, back down into the valley again once reality sets in. We think Sal Capaccio from the Bills Radio Network will join us following the update. Looking forward to hearing his reaction. If not then, the top of the hour. Jets beat the Bills, but lose their free agent superstar QB. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my new podcast, Search Engine. On Search Engine, we tackle the kinds of questions that keep you up at night. Like, why are drug dealers putting fentanyl in everything? Should we be worried that Elon Musk believes that we're living in a simulation? And, for the love of God, is it actually unsafe to drink the coffee on airplanes? On Search Engine, no question is too big and no question is too small. Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
As easy as pie?
Sure. All you have to do is enter your license plate or VIN.
As easy as a stroll in the park.
Okay, then just answer a few questions and you'll get a real offer in seconds.
As easy as singing.
Why not? Schedule a pickup or drop off and Carvana will pay you that amount right on the spot.
As easy as playing guitar.
Actually, I find that kind of difficult. But selling your car to Carvana is as easy as...
Can be.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get an instant offer today.
Punt is up and away by Sam Martin. Gibson has room to run at the 35, cuts it back to the 40, has an alley down the left sideline, to the 50, to the 40, blockers in front to the 30, down to the 20, to the 10, still on his feet, and into the end zone, and that's the ball game. The rookie undrafted, Xavier Gibson, goes all the way 65 yards for a game-winning touchdown in overtime.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On the Bills Radio Network, the call of the stunning finish to Monday Night Football, Chris Brown there. And along with him on the network broadcast, our friend Sal Capaccio, who is just back in Western New York after traveling home from Well, MetLife and from the New York City area. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Sal, I'm not even sure where to start exactly, but overall, what's your reaction to the incredibly dramatic night between the Jets and the Bills?
Always good to join you, Amy. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I mean, the Bills just gave this one away, right? I mean, they gave this one away, specifically Josh Allen with his turnovers, throwing the ball three times, three interceptions. They gave away drive after drive. They didn't convert points when they had opportunities, and then they gave the Jets extra possessions. And you can't do that, especially with a really good defense that can keep your team in the game. And all it takes to play here or play there, they made them and give them credit. I mean, Garrett Wilson made a fantastic catch, obviously, for a touchdown. The Bills had a couple long runs go against them, one over an 80-yard run by Breece Hall that set them up for field goal earlier in the game. But you know, more than anything, I think, you know, the Bills just basically gave this one away.
Why is that, Sal? What happened to the offense?
Well, you know, I think, you know, first of all, you're playing a really great defense, obviously, right? And I thought at times the offense actually did some really nice things. They were trying, when they stayed on schedule on first down especially, it seemed like things were going well, but they didn't do that enough. They didn't get, and Sean McDermott mentioned this in the postgame press conference, they didn't stay on schedule on first down enough. When you get behind the chains on second down against that team on third down, it makes it really difficult. And they did that a few times, but, you know, even when they were moving, I mean, Amy, they scored on drives of 11 and 9 plays. Those are nice drives.
Mm-hmm.
But they gave the ball away, and really, ask why, it's because Josh Allen made poor decisions. That's what it came down to. And, you know, we've said this since Josh has been a rookie. Josh Allen can be his own worst enemy. We're going to live here, and I've been saying this for years, and it's true tonight, and it's going to be true a year from now at some point and 5 years from now at some point, which is that if you're going to take all of the great things that go along with Josh Allen, you're going to have to live with some of those plays. Unfortunately, tonight there were too many of them. And honestly, like, I think most Bills fans are fine with living with some of those plays, but you can't live with three of them in one night. You can't live with four turnovers in one night against the New York Jets at home on Monday Night Football Week 1.
Knowing what you know of Josh from your time covering the Bills, how will he respond?
Josh will not let it deter him from trying to make plays, but he'll this week talk a lot about and work on being smarter and not making those decisions. You know, for example, the second interception, you know, the first one was third down. He launched it. It's just as good as a punt. I'm not saying that's an excuse for it, but, you know, that happens, and,
right,
you know, he tried to make the play on third down. Second one was second down, and he probably could have ran for a first down pretty easily. And, you know, he wanted to make a play. And I think that what Robert Saleh and his defense did, and give them credit, and this happened last year too, they really forced Josh to take everything underneath. And at some point, Josh is going to say, I want to make a play. And he tries to make a play, and that's what he did in this one. You know, and Josh actually, he has 70% completion percentage tonight. It's wild. He was 29 of 41, and out of the 12 incompletions, three went to the other team. So, I mean, he was actually very efficient tonight. But when he tried to bite off more than he could chew, you know, he threw the ball into harm's way because he was trying too hard to make a play.
He also got sacked five times, and then there were another nine quarterback hits logged. What did you see with the offensive line and the protection around him?
Yeah, too much of that. Too many times Josh was having to bail or having to get rid of the ball early. And the game plan was to get rid of the ball early to keep them off balance because they do have a nice pass rush, and they can play really nice zone defense, and then they can bring pressure from different spots, and that's what happened. But I thought Spencer Brown was pretty inconsistent on the right side. I thought John Franklin Myers did a good job with him, and Bryce Huff as well. And, you know, they got into Josh a few times. So, yeah, there was too much pressure there, no doubt. But, look, I think that, you know, that goes with playing a really good team, and that's going to happen. And you players always say, you know, this players say the other team gets paid too, right? Those are good players on the other side of the field. And I thought the Bills did some nice things at times, but that was too much pressure. And then Josh, you know, scrambled a couple of times. He made a couple of poor throws. And then the third interception was one. He had one-on-one. He thought he had one-on-one, Gabe Davis. I think he did. And, you know, third and two, and he tried to throw maybe a 12, 13-yard play. Maybe it was a little less than that. But, you know, that's a situation where, you know, maybe you just need the 2 yards to fight for another day. But he saw one-on-one coverage, and he tried to take advantage of it.
Sal Capaccio is just back in Western New York. And if I remember correctly, you have a radio show coming up in just over 7 hours?
I believe it or not, once the season hits, I'm off on Tuesday my show because it's the team's day off. But I do have a radio hit coming up at probably 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock on WGR. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Well, we appreciate it. We won't keep you too much longer. He's with us after he covered, well, not covered, but after he was on the sidelines for Bills Radio Network at MetLife Stadium a few hours ago. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Well, because you were there on the field and you can hear and see everything that's going on, what happened inside the stadium? What happened on the sidelines when Aaron Rodgers left the game?
Well, first let me say it's just awful for the game of football. I don't care what team you root for. Losing Aaron Rodgers this quickly into a season, anytime really just stinks, you know. And for to be there for all the hype of this game, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, it was just so incredible, the environment, the emotion, 9/11 in New York City, the national anthem, it was so amazing. And the game started off, you know, pretty interesting with the Bills. The Bills did a great job on Aaron Rodgers' first three dropbacks. He was just running. He couldn't do anything. And then, obviously, the sack happened. And when it happened, I'll tell you that the crowd just kind of didn't know. We all didn't know. Like, because he got up, he tried to walk.
He did.
It looked like maybe he twisted his ankle or something. And nobody could really tell what happened. I think it was more of a, okay, he's going to go get it checked and he'll probably be back, right? I mean, that's what usually happens. And then as it went on, we saw him getting loaded in the cart. And then we got word that it was an ankle. He was questionable. And then I started reading on Twitter about, you know, the people and the Twitter doctors, if you will, saying that it possibly could be an Achilles. And that's when, you know, you could feel. And I tell you, it got the second drive for the Bills was not nearly as loud. And that was a lot to do with because people probably were just so deflated over what happened to Aaron Rodgers in the stadium.
Yeah, I agree with you. Whether you love him or hate him, and he can be a lightning rod, he is really good for football. And now just shy of 40 years old, you have to wonder. I mean, he did indicate that he wanted to play for a couple more years, but wonder how this might change the end of his career. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Sal, you've seen a lot on the football field. This is how you immerse yourself this time of the year. But a walk-off punt return for a touchdown? Sure. Oh, my goodness.
First time I've ever seen that one. You know, I was thinking back. I grew up, you know, watching the Buffalo Bills a long time. You go back to, believe it or not, 2002, I think it was, in Buffalo, opening game, Bills-Jets, and Leon Washington, I think it was, returned an opening kickoff in overtime for a touchdown to beat the Bills back then. So that happened. I wasn't on the field for that. But, you know, I have seen a lot. And, you know, I was on the field for 13 seconds against Kansas City in that game going back and forth in haymakers, right? And I've seen a lot of things, but to end a football game this way, to see this is a pretty heartbreaking loss and obviously a pretty incredible dramatic win for the other side. And, you know, the crowd was pretty wild at the end of that game. So look, you know, big picture though, for the Bills, I'll tell you, you got to run here in a minute. People are going to be upset. They're gonna be upset at Josh Allen, but it's still a good football team, a very good football team. And it's a 17 game season. And let's not forget, 2 years ago, that year they did have the 13-second game against Kansas City, and they were setting offensive records and playing the way they did. They lost their opening game at home to the Pittsburgh Steelers that year. They didn't play very well, and they had a blocked punt, by the way, for a touchdown to beat them in that game. You know, it's a long season. It's week one, and the Bills got to correct some things, and I'm sure they'll be doing that starting tomorrow.
Just about 60 seconds to go, Sal, but how do you feel about the AFC East now, considering that we think Rodgers may be done for the year?
Yeah, I never thought the Patriots would be a threat to anyone. They look good, but I still think they're not good enough with playmakers on offense. I just don't think that the Jets can do this. I just don't. Their defense is going to have to win a lot of games for them, and they can win some games, but I just don't see them being able to keep pace here. Miami Dolphins are really good. They're really good. They have a really, really dynamic offense. I do wonder, though, after seeing what the Chargers offense did to them, you know, and I know it's Vic Fangio, but losing Jalen Ramsey really hurts. So, you know, we'll see where that goes with their defense, but man, this it's going to be a really interesting battle between the Bills and Dolphins, I think, mostly.
Agreed. The AFC just took a decided twist. It called a switchback earlier. It's the side of a mountain, just something you don't see coming. Sure. We'll wait to find out on Tuesday. All right, so we're going to let him go. You can find him on Twitter at Sal Sports, S-A-L Sports, the Bills beaten sideline reporter. He's supposed to have Tuesday off from his show, but he's got a radio interview coming up on our affiliate in Buffalo. That's WGR 550, and also has the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast. One of our favorites. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, Sal.
All right, anytime. We'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Yes, of course. So the Bills start out with an overtime loss at MetLife Stadium, and yet even with the Xavier Gibson punt return for a touchdown, the story will be Aaron Rodgers. Of course, it will be Aaron Rodgers. Four snaps in, one incomplete pass. I don't know if you were watching Peyton and Eli, the Monday Night Mannings, but their response was pretty incredible. And actually, it'll be replayed as well on NFL Network. My goodness, what a night. I'm still processing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.